And thanks for joining us here on News Nation Prime. I'm Rob Nelson.
And I'm Marnie Hughes. Weeks before his initial timeline, President Biden says his administration will meet its goal of administering 100 million COVID-19 vaccines in 100 days.
It's a promise he made a little more than 50 days ago when he first took office, but many more doses are still needed for the U.S. to achieve that critical herd immunity. As the president is still urging Americans, please do not let our guards down. News Nation correspondent Joe Khalil is live in Washington, D.C. tonight with more on this major promise being kept by the Biden White House.
Yeah, and Rob, you hit it on the nail there. The Biden administration certainly has some things to celebrate. They set marks for themselves, and they hit those marks. But make no mistake, there are some serious challenges that lie ahead, especially when it comes to vaccinating people who are still hesitant and communities that aren't getting the vaccines they need. And then you add on top of that some important policy decisions they have to make once more people do eventually get their shots.
And I'm proud to announce that tomorrow, 58 days into our administration, we will have met my goal of administering 100 million shots to our fellow Americans.
A milestone in the effort to move beyond COVID. President Biden touts 100 million vaccinations much earlier than his previous goal of 100 days in office.
We have gone from 1 million shots a day that I promised in December before we were even sworn in, to an average of 2.5 million shots a day, outpacing the rest of the world significantly.
But the president points out serious challenges still lie ahead. Administration officials acknowledge disparities in the rollout, with hard-hit minority groups lagging behind. And public health experts agree.
Those lower rates of vaccination among Black and Hispanic people compared to their white counterparts.
That disparity stems from both hesitancy about the vaccine and barriers in accessing it, says the Kaiser Foundation's Samantha Artiga.
As eligibility expands, it will remain important to ensure that there is equity.
Good morning.
Despite the apparent early success, today at a Senate hearing, officials raised alarms about easing restrictions too quickly, a move they warn could lead to another spike in cases.
If we pull back prematurely, we may trigger another surge, and that would really set us back in all the things that we're trying to do.
Dr. Anthony Fauci warned senators the country must remain diligent about COVID safety measures, especially because new COVID variants in Europe and Africa have shown some resistance to vaccines. That led to an angry exchange with Kentucky Republican Rand Paul.
There have been no scientific studies arguing or proving that infection with COVID does not create immunity.
When you talk about reinfection and you don't keep in the concept of variants, that's an entirely different ball game.
You want people to get the vaccine? Give them a reward instead of telling them that the nanny state's going to be there for 3 more years and you got to wear a mask forever. People don't want to hear it. There's no science behind it.
Well, let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Masks are protective. And we
have immunity there, theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science.
I totally disagree with you.
And with new reports suggesting the distance between students could be safely cut from 6 to 3 feet, allowing more kids in classrooms, senators pushed for faster school reopenings.
I really detected a lack of a sense of urgency on your part to reopen schools.
There are now emerging studies on the question between 3 feet and 6 feet. I'm aware of several that will be released in the next several days, and we are actively looking at our guidance to update it.
And we should note that when the Biden administration says 100 million vaccinations, that's just from the time that President Biden came into office. So the total number of Americans who've gotten vaccinations, you got to add 13 or 15 more on top of that. And that's important because the CDC says that its guidelines for what people are allowed to do safely after they've gotten their vaccines may change the more Americans finally get fully vaccinated. Reporting live in Washington, D.C., Joe Khalil, News Nation.